Now we're joined here with assistant coach Landon Frank here in the post game. A big win for you guys, and your offense really paved the way tonight to getting a good start to once again in that first quarter and really not letting up, and just a lot of consistent play tonight by your offense.
You know, I guess the thing that I was most impressed with was the second half. We come out, we got the ball, and we took it down and scored. We haven't been able to do that in our previous games. You know, even though the game was over, we haven't come out that second half and done what we needed to do, and tonight we did.
Well, coming in, you knew the big key was shutting down the Alvarez kid, and you guys really shut him down here. I think he only had maybe 2 yards until you were mixing in a lot of youngsters late in that ball game, but what you guys were able to do. But then it was Arismith, the quarterback, that may have surprised you guys at what he could do running the football, scrambling.
Yeah, you know, I don't know much about what we had going on there with that quarterback. We're doing a lot of cross keys for the running back. We knew the running back was a good wrestler, so we weren't paying a lot of attention to the quarterback, but it sounds like we did all right against him.
Well, offensively, line just really continued to pick up the pace there. Wyatt Hayes, a big night there, and you know, his fifth touchdown rush of the night really capped off what a impressive night he had, breaking through all those tackles there on that second or third series in the third quarter.
You know, I think their defensive line was a little bit tougher than what we faced, you know, and they kind of stalemated us a little bit, and we got back in the game and started pushing a little bit and gave some room for Wyatt to run the ball.
And the way that Parker Gooden was able to throw the ball tonight, I think that has to really give him confidence. I know he had probably the one pass play that almost got picked off there. I think it was on the second or third series of the game. But after that, other than that, he really did a good job of kind of throwing that ball around and slinging it to 5 different receivers here tonight.
You know, I think he opened his vision up a little bit, and he was seeing guys all across the field. The other thing he was doing is he's getting the ball down the field. Previously, he'd been kind of short throwing it, and tonight he did well and threw it downfield.
Well, you guys pick up a road win here, and it was a good business trip for you guys, I guess you could say. Put yourself in a good spot there for a big game next Friday night against Colby. Their game is tomorrow night, but you know, with the Eagles, you're going to get a lot of speed and some size as well across the line.
You know, that Stapp kid last year as a sophomore, he played very well. You know, they got their quarterback. All those guys are fast. Their offensive line is big. They're very physical. Should give us a nice test.
Well, a nice win for you guys here, 55-12 over the Beloit Trojans here at the Trojan Field. And you guys were able to tough it out through some of the elements with the drizzle here in the third quarter there and part of the fourth quarter. And a great win for you guys here on the road. Coach, thank you for the time here in the post game. We'll see you back in Scott City next week.
All right. Thank you.